Stock Market Options Trading Podcast. I'm your host, Eric O'Rourke. And in this episode, we're going to be doing a new segment I'm calling Edge Alert, where we're going to be using insights from alphacrunching.com to find short-term edges and trends in the market. Now, in case you didn't know, I built Alpha Crunching to find and track these short-term trends, and I'm also going to refer to them as micro trends, because most research you find out there focuses on longer time frames, which is great and very valid for things like swing trading and investing just in general. But there are a lot of short-term trends that arise in the week-to-week ebb and flow of the market, and these short-term trends are often hidden inside the context of a larger uptrend, downtrend, or maybe even a sideways market. For example, I'm recording this on March 20th, 2024, and the market has basically been in a strong bull run for about 6 months now. It started in November of last year, 2023. So we're going on 6 months of a relatively straight up clean bull market run. But the interesting thing is the edge we're going to be talking about today is actually on the bearish side, which is something we can use to complement any current bull market strategy that we're already trading. Maybe you're selling put spreads, you're buying calls, or you're just in stocks and want to know, you know, when to sell covered calls on them. So there's a lot of applications here that we could use to apply these micro trends to our current trading. Now, I could easily come on here and, you know, tell you that, hey, we've been in a bull run for 6 months and being long has been a winning strategy, and that wouldn't be a very good episode. You'd be like, duh, this guy's a genius, right? But the idea here is that the market will often get into a certain rhythm for an extended period of time. We call those trends. But there are also micro trends or micro patterns inside the context of those larger patterns. And we're able to identify and find those to capitalize them to either enhance our current strategy that's trading in the direction of that trend, or we can use them to hedge with other trades that we mentioned. Now, these micro patterns are what alphacrunching.com shows using time series analysis, which is a great complement to whatever method of technical analysis you already use. And a quick reminder that with, you know, any trend following type strategy, the trend is our friend until it ends. And once that trend is over, we have to start looking for new trends to form to maintain really any kind of edge in the market. Now, this also means that the micro patterns inside of those larger trends are going to change too. But the cool thing is sometimes when you're looking at these micro patterns, you can start to see them change or shift prior to the larger uptrend changing. So sometimes they can kind of be a heads up that say, hey, maybe this bigger trend is starting to change a little bit. We should expect maybe a pullback or something. So if you're listening to this episode, let's say 2 months from now, let's over the summer or something, the edge or trend that we're going to discuss in this episode, it may not still be a thing because, I'm going to probably go out on a limb here and say it definitely isn't going to be a thing. And just one more talk about this concept. Now, the primary tool I use to find these micro trends again is the weekly forecast from alphacrunching.com, which is a tool that I built. So yes, I am talking my app. But at the start of the year, the weekly forecast has had a general pattern that shows that early in the week, the market tends to be a little bit weaker. And towards the end of the week, it's been a little bit more bullish. So this is often the sign of a bull market run where the week closes on the highs or towards the highs of the week because there's confidence that, you know, people are willing to hold over the weekend. And in bearish markets, the pattern that I noticed most in, let's say, 2022 was that you get a lot of strength early in the week. And then by Wednesday or so, the market starts to sell off. So that's an example, a real basic example of a micro pattern inside the context of those trends. So when you start to see the end of week strength sort of dissipating or not showing up, that's often a sign that maybe the trend that you're in could be shifting. And again, this is something that we look at with that weekly forecast. So again, in 2024 so far, we've seen this kind of early week weakness, Monday, Tuesday, and then we've seen more strength towards the end of the week. But by late January, there was a little bit of change in that relationship by the strength of each day as we were looking at the forecast. And what I started to notice was that the end of week strength got really, really strong. And then we started to see more weakness In the beginning of the week, whereas initially the week would start out, you know, relatively flat, and then we'd end higher. But we started seeing that the Monday, Tuesday started to actually go lower, and then you had more of a stronger reversal midweek and end really much higher on the week. So the volatility, if you will, was increasing, and we could see that disparity between the days. And so since we were in this uptrend with end of week strength still, selling put spreads on Mondays and Tuesdays had been a great strategy. About 7 days out, it had been, you know, 100% win rate so far this year. So a lot of people were taking advantage of that. But what I wanted to point out was this micro shift in the end of week strength getting stronger and the early week strength getting much weaker. So I decided to do some research from when that shift started that I mentioned, is by selling 5 day to expiration call credit spreads on Fridays. I think selling credit spreads is the easiest way to illustrate this. By selling those on Fridays, this puts you at a Wednesday expiration the following week. So if you have a 5 day to expiration spread on Friday, it expires on Wednesday. So by selling the call spread at the peak of the week, with the idea that you weren't going to make new highs early next week, you'd maybe consolidate or pull back early in the week. That's what I was kind of wanting to test. So since the beginning of February, selling a close to the money 5 day to expiration call spread on Friday around noon Eastern time, and that's just kind of a random time that I chose, and taking profits at 50% of that max credit, just some standard credit spread profit taking, it's been 100% winner for 6 weeks in a row now. Now, I still recommend that, you know, you trade in the direction of the trend, but it's nice to know that you could use a strategy like this to either hedge your current long trades or even consider selling covered calls on stocks that you own. One of the things I'm going to start thinking about with this is, you know, if you own the SPY or QQQ or something like that, and you know that there's a decent chance the market is flat to down for a couple of days, maybe you can sell 7 day call spreads against that just to increase your income and, you know, hedge yourself just slightly. And that way you're not getting, you know, you don't want to get called away and all of that, but it's just another way to maybe take advantage of one of these micro trends. So again, the credit spread example is just one way to illustrate that there are these repeating trends in the ebb and flow of the market, and they can be implied in different ways. So even though this, you know, 5 day to expiration call spread on Friday has been 100% winner, we still need to pay attention to what's happening in the market. One of the things we talk about with members and subscribers is the idea of market awareness. So for example, this week, I'm actually recording this on FOMC day. We have FOMC. Last week was a lot of inflation reports. So you still want to pay attention to what's happening in the market, because those are often events that can shift the current trend. Like, for example, inflation reports have been relatively strong and the Fed is speaking this week. So, you know, maybe that causes a short-term pullback in the market. Not really a prediction, but it's just something you should be aware of. For example, last week was inflation report week, core CPI, PPI, I think, and the market actually ended on the lows of the week. So I personally did not take that 5 day spread like I did the previous week, because the pattern was shifting. The micro pattern of end of week strength had shifted, and I wasn't sure if the market was going to continue and move lower. And so again, once you see these patterns and you see them shift, that might be a good time to pause that strategy and wait for a little bit more consistency. So again, that's an example of this micro pattern potentially signaling that the uptrend may be in trouble. And the catalyst obviously is going to be inflation and the Fed. That's always really the catalyst, really monetary policy. But the micro shift in pattern shows that the market is anticipating something, because it's not in its regular groove that it's been in for the past, you know, several months. So again, nobody knows what's going to happen after FOMC or these inflation reports. But what I do know is that there are these micro patterns that exist that we find at Alpha Crunching, and we treat them like trend following, and the trend is our friend until it ends. And once we have these major catalysts, we can pause and maybe do a little bit more observing to see when that new trend forms. So if you'd like to learn more about finding these types of edges or these micro trends in the market, head over to alphacrunching.com and check out the community tab. It's totally free to join the community and just kind of see what we're talking about, see what these look like and how people are taking advantage of them. And then you can decide if it's something you want to join or not. So thanks for listening. I hope to see you in the next episode, and I'll talk to you then.